Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The death toll from Ecuador's biggest earthquake in decades has soared to at least 233 Sunday, as rescuers using tractors and bare hands hunting desperately for survivors in shattered coastal towns. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck off the Pacific coast Saturday and was felt around the nation of 16 million people. It caused panic as far away as the capital of Quito and collapsing buildings and roads in a swath of western towns. President Rafael Correa, who was rushing home from a trip to Italy, had confirmed the number of fatalities rose Sunday to 233. Meanwhile, the country's vice president says the quake has caused considerable damage. He says citizens under the supervision of emergency personnel are being moved, and this is taking place in an orderly fashion. We're asking everyone to remain calm. More than 1,500 people are injured, according to authorities. Meanwhile, 11 people remain missing Sunday in southern Japan from two powerful earthquakes there that killed 41 people. Meanwhile, the U.S. military has announced that it's preparing to join relief efforts, and Toyota said it would suspend nearly all vehicle production in Japan. Major oil producers began talks in Qatar Sunday, trying to reach a deal on capping production to boost prices, even though Iran was absent from the talks. Talks were delayed by several hours after some countries demanded changes to a draft agreement that calls for freezing production until October. This is VOA News.